This is a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, three patients under careful watch at the isolation center and several prisoners at Dodds should be released from COVID-19 isolation today. Prime Minister Mia Motley takes the COVID-19 vaccination. Seagoers warned to be on the lookout for sharks. And more than 500 children in Guyana have contracted COVID-19. The top lines at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. I'm Cashy Brown. Details in a moment. Director of the Isolation Centers, Dr. Corey Ford, says there are some patients currently on oxygen, but there was an overall improvement in the numbers in the primary care facility. Speaking to The Nation yesterday at the COVID-19 update, he said the ages range from 24 to 80.
Three individuals who are currently on oxygen. Remember, the last time I spoke to, we had way more than that. So we had some improvement. We had some discharges. And one of them still remains that Barbadian male of interest, which I talked before. He's still in a moderate to severe state in terms of his disease. Additionally to that, to the facility, we added one more interesting case I'd like to let you know about. And this is a Trinidadian national who has kidney disease. She has had a transplantation of a kidney in the past or early last year, and is presented to us with COVID. So we're watching her quite carefully. Of course, in that facility, we have the capacity to do dialysis. And this is.
He added that there was also a pregnant patient, but she was being carefully monitored, as are all the other patients, including those at Dodds Prison.
I'm about 33 weeks pregnant. She's actually quite well, and we actually admitted her there to that area, really as a real precaution more than anything else, and she's being followed by the obstetricians and has been from the beginning. Additionally, in our other facilities, in our Blackmon Gulf facility, we had one transfer back to the Harrison Point facility. A middle-aged guy, a Barbadian, who felt unwell, and we just took the precaution of transporting there. I will say that he's currently stable. At our prison facility, I have some good news for you this evening. If all things knock on wood turn out like the way we want them to, we should have up to about 73 discharges tomorrow from our prison population, and that really, for me, would be great.
That's Dr. Corey Ford. Barbados is actively involved in talks to secure COVID-19 vaccines for the country. There were some vaccines which were available, and Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley announced to the public that she and others have been vaccinated. She said yesterday at the press update that she was doing fine.
Five of our medical people at the front line who have taken the vaccination, the first dose, and myself, the Minister of Health and the Attorney General, also were the other three people who took it. My arm is a little sore, but other than that, I'm in good shape. You see me talking with you, and I am due to take the second dose in a few weeks' time, as are they. At the same time, Minister Walcott has been working feverishly for me to be able to access the other vaccinations. I think we've had meetings every day this week with different suppliers.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Local sea bathers and fisher folk are being cautioned to be more vigilant while at sea. This from Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey, who says there have been sightings of a different species of shark off other Caribbean countries. He says that while Barbados has had no sightings of sharks in or near the shore, he is still advising Barbadians to be cautious.
There has been recent reports of a different species of shark in different locations in Caribbean waters. While we have no such official reports in Barbados, we are still advising all seagoers, sea bathers, surfers, fishermen to be extremely careful while using the water. We're also encouraging anyone who has a vehicle on the water with an engine to make sure that it is fully functional, to make sure that the batteries are charged, to make sure that they're fully prepared in the event that something should happen. This is an exercise in being cautious. We've had no official reports of a different kind of shark, nor have we had any reports of sharks in the near shore. But we're not asking anyone to panic.
That's Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey. The Barbados Coalition of Service Industries is reporting that its members have been hit hard by the fallout from COVID-19. Executive Director Graham Clark says, with government funding 90% of its operations, it's looking at other revenue-generating opportunities to help its members.
Everybody is calling on government, even private sector agencies. Everybody, you know, in the area of bringing about social change and responding to the social issues that we have, government is spending a lot of money. So what we want to do is obviously wean ourselves away from that model. We cannot do it in this year. So what we've done is basically we are going after more project money, even though it is very competitive.
He also believes the creative goods and services produced in Barbados are of a high standard, but admits more assistance is needed in marketing. He says the export sector can prove to be big business for the island with the right marketing strategies.
The quality is not an issue, but I think where we have lacked, Bush, is in the marketing and how we position these micro, maybe small, sometimes a medium-sized firms in the international marketplace. So we have to give some more assistance in the area of market access. Mm-hmm. That is something that a lot of the entrepreneurs are complaining about. You do some trade missions every once in a while. People have interest all over the world. It's not just the traditional markets like the UK.
In Guyana, as the country continues to deal with increased cases of the coronavirus, Health Minister Dr. Frank Anthony revealed that since the start of the pandemic in Guyana, more than 500 children under the age of 14 years have tested positive for the virus. The Health Minister said that the two vaccines which have been given the all clear cannot be used to immunize children.
The Pfizer vaccine, which was given emergency use authorization, and the Moderna vaccine cannot be used to immunize children. Pfizer's vaccine is for persons 16 years and above, and the similar thing for Moderna vaccines because they are mRNA vaccines. For Pfizer, they have started clinical trials for children between the ages of 15 to 12. And in another 2 months, they'll be starting clinical trials for children between the ages of 12 to 5.
RF Holdings Limited, parent company to a group of investment banks in the Bahamas, Barbados, and the Cayman Islands, has entered into partnership with financial technology company Bit. The agreement will facilitate the acceptance of digital currency transactions across its Caribbean network. Bit's CEO told Starcom Network News that the platform will facilitate general online payments and make mobile and online goods and services more accessible in the Caribbean.
Since our 2016 launch of the synthetic digital currency in Barbados, BIT has been working towards the creation of an intra-regional cross-border settlement solution to unlock trade, investment, and remittance flows within the Caribbean. We are thrilled to be working with RF Holdings to leverage BIT digital currency management systems in creating a solution that will boost RF's product offering and usher in a transformational way of conducting business within the region.
And finally, pre-departure COVID-19 testing will now be required for everyone traveling to England from Monday. The rules had been due to come into force today, but the government said people needed time to prepare. Those arriving by plane, train, or boat, including UK nationals, will have to take a test up to 72 hours before leaving the country they are in. Anyone arriving from places not on the UK's travel corridor list must still self-isolate for 10 days. Announcing the deferral on Twitter, Transport Secretary Mr. Shapps said it was to give international arrivals time to prepare, and passengers will be required to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test before departure to England from Monday, January 18th. He also reminded travelers to fill out the passenger locator form used in track and trace, and added that those without proof of a negative test faced a fine of £500. Problems with testing, availability, and capacity mean some countries will initially be exempt, as the requirement will not apply to travelers from St. Lucia, Barbados, Antigua, and Barbuda until the 21st of January. Travelers from Falkland Islands, Ascension Islands, and St. Helena are exempted permanently. The government has said that all forms of PCR tests will be accepted, as will other forms of tests with 97% specificity and 80% sensitivity. Well, that has been the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, recapping the headlines. Three patients under careful watch at the isolation center and several prisoners at Dodds should be released from isolation today. Prime Minister Mia Mwati announces that she has taken the COVID-19 vaccination. Seegers warned to be on the lookout for sharks, and more than 500 children in Guyana have contracted COVID-19 so far. The latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. The next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning.